Buddy.
God bless, God's blessing on you. Let us just pray for this message.
Lord, be with us today, and thank you for this Father's Day. Thank you for the fathers. And just speak through me and be together with us today so we know who you are, our true Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主的名祷告， Amen.
Amen. Greetings to everybody. Nice to see everybody today.
大家好，很高兴看到你们每一位。
Thanks for those who are visiting. Welcome.
For those who are
visiting, welcome to visitors.
那些今天来拜访我们的朋友们，我们也非常欢迎你们。
And that was a beautiful choir singing. Thank you so much. That was great.
今天诗班唱得非常好。
So, now, we're going to have to spend some time in Old Testament.
今天要讲的信息是旧约的圣经。
So Pastor Gao in the church asked us, you know, to take up this challenge of reading the whole Bible.
那我们的那个高牧师哈，他给我们这个挑战，要我们一年通读圣经一遍。
I will say so that the Old Testament is extra work.
那读旧约是那个好像加班，要特别更多的工作。
And it's longer.
因为比较长。
You know, one thing I've learned recently, you can have so many ways to do this. So you can listen to it while you're exercising, right? Somebody could read it to you. That helps, especially Second Chronicles.
就是我学到现在那个应用程式里面可以听圣经的。
So I agree. I mean, there's such gold in there. You know, it's worth it, but it is work.
真的，圣经里面很多的金矿一样，但是呢，我们需要有花功夫去发掘。
So one thing it doesn't have for the modern reader is a lot of explanation, right? So you have to. This is a little bit of the work.And the church, you have to do the work, and the church has to do the work.
那对于我们这种现代的读者来说呢，就是说没有很多的解释，让我们更了解旧约。这就是我们需要花功夫，教会也需要花功夫的。
So the church is usually emphasizing the New Testament, probably appropriately, and so we're not very familiar.
所以教会呢，好像通常比较强调新约，所以对旧约我们不是那么的了解。
It does help to get an overview. So if you know the church has an overview, it helps to get an overview class to see where pieces fit. Instead of, you know, so if you just start reading, if you're not completely understanding everything, don't worry.
所以教会如果可以开一个什么概览班，让我们有一点那个介绍旧约，可能会比较有帮助。
So just for the very brief intro version, I'll tell you three things, okay?
那很简单的说，我今天要讲三点。
One is to remember, the Bible is the story of God.
第一就是圣经就是神的故事。
So there's a lot of story, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of words, there's a lot of, you know, history, but it's using those pieces to tell the story of God.
那有很多的人事物和历史，但是就是神用这一切来讲述他的故事。
That's number one. Number two, the Old Testament story, it's the story of salvation.
那第二点，旧约呢，其实就是救恩的故事。
And it's mostly the Jewish people, the poor Jewish people keep getting in trouble, and then they get saved.
那我们看到一直重复就是犹太人他们闯祸了，然后神就来解救他们。
This is once again this picture, right? The picture of what God can do and wants to do to save people.
从这些图片看到说神要做什么，可以做什么来拯救他的子民。
All ultimately pointing to Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world.
这一切都指向耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
So, story of God, salvation.
所以神的故事，救恩的故事。
And number three tip is Everybody is, except Jesus, everybody's imperfect.
那第三点就是所有的人除了耶稣以外我们都是不完美的。
So the Old Testament full of lots of people, lot names, endless names, lots of lots, chronicles, lots of names.
旧约呢你会读的觉得很多很多很多名字讲不完的名字。
Not one of them perfect, not one.
没有一个是完美的。
Okay. Job was pretty close, but, but nobody perfect. So every story in the Old Testament is imperfect people.
Right? 所以呢，旧约每一个故事的人物都是不完美的。
And I think this helps give us balance, right? Because I think we get this, because we know the perfect Savior Jesus Christ, and we have these perfect words from God, we get this idea that everybody in the church is going to be or should be perfect.
其实这个让我们更加有平衡的了解，要不然我们来到教会就觉得说教会的人应该是完美的。
And so we, you know, isn't that the biggest church's struggles, right? This guy's not perfect.
其实教会里面都很多的挣扎挑战，但是我们就不要指着人家说他这个人怎么不完美。
But this church is not perfect. Let's make a new church.
所以说，不然说这个教会不完美哈，就不要去了。
Or how come I'm not perfect?Don't be Christian.
或者是说我是基督徒，我完美吗
？So these stories, this goal, part of this goal you need from the Old Testament to show you, you know, life lessons of messy people following God.
所以这些旧约的故事就是生命的一些学习的讲章，让我们知道我们人的本性。
So they have imperfect lives, imperfect marriages, imperfect children, imperfect gatherings.
不完美的生命，不完美的婚姻，不完美的孩子。
So this, to me, it's very encouraging, actually, to see this, right? It's messy, real, you know?
对我来讲是非常真实，很有帮助的。
And, okay, so here's one of these stories.
这是旧约其中一个故事。
So in just to another little intro, sorry, it's little intros, but here's Judges. It's the time of Judges.
那这个士师记这段时期呢
？So this is after God rescued the Israelites from slavery in Egypt.
就是神拯救了他的百姓。
He brought them and into Israel and had these big wars.Over Israel and kick out all the other people, and so Israel got this land.
从埃及带出来，去到他应许之地，然后把一些人赶出去，他们就定居下来。
So this is time period between that, and then the era of the kings started with Saul over here, but they didn't have kings when they first went there. There was a tribal.System with a kind of half country, half tribes, and that was that time period. We call that the period of the judges.
那在高利第一个王扫罗之前，就是中间从他们从埃及出来定居到高利扫罗中间的这些事情，很多就在记录在士师记。
And it's you know it's a, to me it's amazing that God works with people wherever they are. I mean, prehistoric people.Tribal people, you know, kingdom people. He could work with any political system.
那时候是好像部落这样的管理这种文化。那我觉得很奇妙，神可以用这些不同的人，像部落的人，像各族的各民。
So periodically during this time of judges, the God would raise up people to deliver Israel.And to also, you know, be a kind of a court system, judge for these people.
所以在这段时期呢，神会兴起不同的这些兴起不同的人来伸张正义，或者说英文这个士师就是 judges， 就是法官的意思。
So there was mostly men. There was one woman, Deborah.
那其中一个这大部分是男的。那男生呢，有一个女的，就是狄波拉。
So one of them was Gideon.
其中一个就是基甸了。
And the pattern was the same with the other judges.
那他跟其他的事是一样。
People sinned. The Israelites sinned against God. They forgot God. They went to other gods.
那以色列人犯罪，他们去敬拜其他的神明。
And God let the enemies come in and hurt them, kill them, take away their stuff.
那仇人就来攻击他们了。
And the people repented and sought God again. They saw their sin and they went back to God.
那他们悔改，他们呼求神，那神就解救他们。
And then God would raise up a person to deliver the people, to save them.
他就兴起一个士师，一个人物来解救他们。
So in Gideon's story, I'm going to look.Because it's Father's Day, Happy Father's Day.
那我们看基甸呢，不会从他的父亲那个早期看起。
And I noticed this kind of minor story in there. I just thought it was really meaningful, so I wanted to share that.
其实基甸不是个什么，是个小故事，但是对我来讲很有意义。
So I'm looking at the middle of the story. I would encourage you to read the whole thing, Judges chapter 6 through chapter 9 for the whole story of Gideon.
那我要从中间开始讲。但是我鼓励你们回去看第六章到第九章。
So in this part, sorry, last intro. So the Midianites were one group that were persecuting the Israelites.
那当时米甸人在逼迫犹太人。
So the Bible says in Judges 6:1, the sons of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hands of Midian for 7 years.
那在士师记第六章一节那边讲，神把他们交在米甸人的手中7年，因为他们行了耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And in the beginning of that chapter, there's a mention of a prophet who rises up and explains to the people God delivered them from Moses from Egypt from the slavery in Egypt. God delivered them from slavery in Egypt.And told them just worship God, which they didn't do. We don't know the name of this prophet, but he said there was a prophet said this.
那这一章开始的时候，有一位无名的先知，他就起来跟他们解释，跟以色列人解释说，当年神解救你们从以埃及出来，所以你们应当去敬拜真神。
And so Gideon, he was.Hiding while he was trying to thresh out the grain, because the Midianites would come and steal everything. They would come in seasonally, take the food, take the grain, and leave. And so Gideon was hiding, trying to thresh his grain.
所以当时呢，基甸就在那边躲躲藏藏的耕种，因为米甸人随时会来把他们的所有的财物都掳掠了。
And then verse 12, he said, God calls him and says.O great warrior!
可是在第十二节，神居然称呼他是大能的勇士。
And if you have, you know, if you have your Bible, you should have it open to 6. But if God proved to him, there was a few things that God did to prove it was God who was speaking to him.
那如果你去细读的话，会发现神证明自己就是神。
And then later.God, you know, Gideon does lead the people into battle and saves Israel and kicks out the Midianites.
那后来基甸呢，就果真就解救了他们，他的人民。
But before that, after God called him, but before he went out and did all kinds of military things, here we have our story, Gideon's first assignment.
可是在这个军事行动之前呢，是他有一个第一个任务。
So you might think Gideon's first assignment might be something like, you know, train some soldiers, make some weapons, get some uniforms. I don't know. You might think that if this was a story of people, right, this would be what he would do. But is this the story of God, right?
如果是一般人的故事呢？既然基甸接受这个军事行动，我们会想他第一个先培训一些军人呐、啊。找一些武器啦，找一些军服啦，但是这个不是人的故事，是神的故事。
So we read this twice, so I'm not going to read it again. But so 25 says, you know, take this bull, cut down the altar that's to Baal, cut down the Asherah pole, and then make a right altar to God and sacrifice a bull. Right? That's what he says in these two verses, 25 and 26.
那可是基甸居然做什么呢？他就是 杀牛来献祭，而且砍掉那个偶像的坛，来做木头烧。
So Gideon gets 10 of his hired men, so he must be a prominent guy already, 10 hired men to help him, and he does it in the daytime in front of everybody, because he's brave.
Yeah.
At night, secretly goes at night and destroys the altar and the Asherah pole.
因为他怕有人来对抗他，所以他在晚上的时候做这个事情。
So this is showing the nature of Gideon. And over in the story, we see Gideon is just not a confident guy. You know, this is not his personality.
明显的显露了基甸的本性。我们读这段经文，发现他是个胆小的人。
But God uses Gideon anyways? Yes, God uses Gideon, proves to Gideon over and over. God takes extra time with Gideon to patiently prove to him.That he is powerful enough, even though Gideon himself is weak.
所以神不断的提醒他，不断的证明给基甸看，我是真神。虽然基甸是那么的软弱。
And we see, you know, like Pastor said last week, our faith depends not on our strength of faith, quality of our confidence, but depends on who we believe in. Is the one true God.
那上周高牧师有讲说，我们的信心不是说是在乎我们所信的那个人所讲的真理，不是在乎我们自己信心的那个程度。
So what is this Baal altar business? This is Baal means basically just Lord.
那这个巴利是什么呢？巴利的意思就是主。
And there are many Baals in Israel at the time or over the next.Several hundred years just means many different gods they were worshiping, basically.
当时有很多很多的巴利，后来的在几百年里面也很多的巴利。
And even from archaeology, we know that people would worship the Lord God of the Bible, and then they would have next to him a Baal and maybe an Asherah pole.
那我们考古学家也发现，他们当时也敬拜耶和华，也敬拜巴利，也有在巴利的柱子神坛。
They were trying to be diversity focused, but maybe, well, it was obviously too, it was inappropriate according to what God was telling them.
所以当时他们已经想说做这个多元化的那种宗教了。
So, because they're not real. I mean, the gods were not real.
可是这不是神所要的。
But why would they worship after they got, you know, saved from the biggest gods in the world, right, with the pyramids and all that stuff, saved from that society into their new land, God gave them all the, why would they worship other gods? I mean, all God asked for, just worship me, just don't worship other gods, okay? And still, here they are.
可是我想不通为什么他们给那个最伟大的真神拯救从埃及出来了，为什么还去敬拜这些很多的神明呢？
So we're not sure, you know, but I mean, I have some opinions, so these are just my opinions, but based on other scriptures, and other commentators, I have some opinions or theories about why they would do this.
不是很肯定，但是经过我读圣经，那我自己想都有一些理论出来。
One is outcome, right? One it would be what's most important to me? That I get my food, my money, my kids, security. How can I guarantee all that stuff? Let me make sure I got all bases covered. If this God helps me, maybe another will help me here, here, here. I got lots of them. As much as I can to cover all my bases.
那第一个我是想说他们在看那个成果我会得到什么最大的利益然后我要必须要顾到全大局。
And it's also basically peer pressure, right? If there's people around you doing something, they say, hey, this works. I worship this God. Look, I have this land. I got a new cow. So it's like, oh, maybe I should worship that God too. I mean, this is how people are, right?
还有一个就是我们的同辈的压力，大家都那么做，那我也必须那么做了。
And it's, you know, what's politically popular is
also a big
pressure for people in general.
就是说人会给我们很多的，周遭的人给我们很多的压力，现在在时尚什么，大趋势是什么。
And what are the stars doing? You know, what are the heroes doing? So the Midianites are the big guys now. We have to go hide. They're in charge. They're big and powerful. They worship these other gods. You know, they're the Hollywood hero today. So what are they doing? I better go do what they're doing.
哦，那些明星在拜什么？那些球员在捧什么？所以都要学着他们去做。
And then what's this Asherah thing? So Asherah is the female fertility god, to make a summary. They kind of made a totem pole, and that would be to help the fertility of the community.
那这个亚瑟拉是什么呢？是一个女神，是生育之神，所以她有一个像图腾柱这样的，给人家去膜拜。
Like a lot of Americans can't understand this pressure, like God's, but who cares? But, you know, a lot of us have been in societies or from societies where, you know, having a household god or a few gods in the front of the restaurant or your ancestor gods and worship, and that's hard to resist. I mean, it's a strong pull for a lot of people.
我们很多人来自的背景呢，就是说家里面啊，不管是家里还是餐馆里面，都有设立一些偶像的坛去祭拜。
So in this setting, here's Gideon. It's okay. This is the God is talking to me, and I need to do something. This is my first assignment.
所以基甸听到神的声音，所以他觉得他要开始行动了。
So he did.You know, he got these 10 guys, they took down the thing, they took one bull to pull the altar down, and we're not quite sure why the two, but anyways, and then he sacrificed the new bull, and guess what happened in the morning?
So he 就去把那个柱子拉下来，然后做了个坛，然后献祭，献了一头牛。
So the lo and behold, the secret is out, okay? So here's the Baal's altar all down, the Asherah pole, which...Probably a kind of a village art piece and stuff, all burnt.
那这个秘密哈，纸包不住火，很快就被发现了。他们就觉得哇，怎么我们的那个柱子都被烧掉？亚瑟拉的柱子，然后也被
祭坛
给拆掉了。
So the men of the city said, "Who did it?"
他们说谁干的
？And you know, it's hard to keep secrets, right? Especially if you have 10 servants. So
你知道，我们就很难守秘密。
So Gideon, they said, Gideon did it.
所以他们就很快发现就是基甸做的。
So they went to Joash, which is Gideon's father, and they said, bring out your son, he must die. He's broken down the Baal's altar and cut down the Asherah pole. It's time for him to die.
所以他们去找他的爸爸说你的儿子做了这件事。
Sorry. So...And whose, oh, by the way, whose altar was this? Whose altar? Whose altar did this?
究竟这个巴利的神坛是属于谁的
？The city altar. It was his own father. Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐！这个神坛其实就是属于这个约阿施的。
So probably, you know, probably Joash.Was a town leader. I mean, his son has servants, and he has this land, kind of a holy land place above a fortress, and it's his altar.
因为这个约阿施呢，可能是镇长之类的，有是领导，所以他这个神堂是归他负责的。
So who's Joash? We don't know a ton about this guy. He doesn't have a big chapter or two in the Bible.
那这个约阿施是怎么样的一个人呢
？But his name is basically based on.The name of God in Scripture.
他的名字其实是来自圣经的。
And we can tell that Gideon knew all kinds of stories about God. So, I mean, my guess is Joash did believe in the God of the Bible, but also was compromising.
我认为这个约阿施他是认识神的，可是他妥协了。
And as a leader, it's hard to be a leader. You know, you think do it like this.And then everybody come up, no, you're not. You can do it like this, right? That's leadership. And he's trying.
做领导不容易哦，他一直在很努力的做，因为太多意见了。
He's trying to keep his people alive. You know, it could be the Midianites come by periodically and check on what altar you got up. It could be.
他也必须负责他的那些子人民的安全，因为米甸人随时来攻击他们的。
So in desperate times, you do desperate things. So he's got his altars up.
所以在他们绝望的时候，他必须做出一些行动。
And here in verse 30, here's the guys coming to Joash. It's your son who needs to die.
所以他们镇上的人说，哎，这是你儿子做的事。
So what is Joash going to do?
所以那他的反应是什么呢？
Is he going to compromise again?
他会不会再次妥协呢？
Now maybe he's got three choices, right? He could say, oh yeah, take him. I don't know this guy. I could never control this kid. Just forget it. I'll get some more.
他可以说，那就把那个耶和华的祭坛弄掉，我们再来重新再做嘛。
Or he could compromise again, right? He could say, okay, well, let's talk about it, okay? Let's, you know, he's just a kid, you know, he doesn't know what he's doing, it's desperate times, let's sit down, maybe we can punish him, you know, let's have one altar to God, one altar to Baal, it's fine, well, everything, you know, he could do that, he's the leader, right? He could make some compromising.
他也可以跟他们去协商啊，我的儿子还小，他不懂事。那我们现在看怎么来做嘛？我们也可以做这个两个祭坛都来做，都有来拜，都可以啊。
Is that what he does? He's like this total opposite of compromise. Here's no discussion, right?
但是他就没有任何的，这次没有妥协了，不会再讨论，不要讨论这件事了。
So he said.Are you going to plead Baal's cause? Baal is such this powerful god. Let him come and make his own altar. You know? It's quite funny, you know?
约阿斯说，如果这个巴利那么强大的话，那就让他自己来处理这件事嘛。
Because the whole family could have been killed, right?
因为其实他冒着他全家被杀的危险。
But he knows these people, they know the stories of God. They know...And they know why they put the altar up, because they want to get something.
其实这些人也知道神的，也认着神的故事。
So Joash says, if Baal is that strong God, let him save his own altar.
所以这个约阿斯说，如果巴利是一个很强大的神的话，就让他自己来救自己吧。
So Joash, he knew he needed to choose. It was...On the one side was Gideon, his son, the God of Israel, or the people of and the things of this world, and continued, you know, position. It's basically a choice for him.
So, Joash, he has two choices. One is his son's life, and the other is God, worshiping God. The other is to risk his life and position and reputation.不要妥协。
And you know, to be a father, a true spiritual, useful father, you know, spiritually and temporally, is to make these kind of decisions, right?
所以要做一个为父的，做父亲的，也做一个属灵父亲的。现在有时要做一些很明智的抉择。
Do you choose your family and your people?Or do you choose whatever is convenient, or what you feel like in this world?
要选择你的家人跟人呢，还是选择方便的一个决定呢？
And on this day, Joash also realized his identity, didn't he?
那他也知道他的那些行动。
He was a leader.
知道他的身份，他是一个领导。
A leader in Israel, a believer in God, and a man of truth.
他是一个以色列人的领导，他是一个神的信徒，相信真理的。
And Gideon realized his identity, a follower of God, a son of a true father who loved him, and one chosen by God, the real mighty warrior.
那基甸也知道自己身份，他也是跟随神的人，知道有个爱他的父亲。
And Gideon was...knew if God, that God would support him in small things, then God could support him in big things.
如果神在小事上支持他，他当然会在大事上来保护他的。
So what can we learn from, what else can we learn from Gideon and his father?
那今天我们可以从他们两父子身上学到什么教训呢？
That God cares about you and your family, even when it doesn't feel like that's true.
神关心你和你的家人，所以如果即使你有时候觉得不像是这样的情形。
That your true identity is in God. God wants to be your father.
你的真正身份是在神里面的，神要成为你的父亲。
And isn't that an identity issue, right? Who's your father?
我们经常讲到我们身份的那个认识，谁是你的父亲？
It's really who are you, right?
你是谁？
Who are you?
你是谁？
And God is saying, the Bible says, this is who you are. God is your father.
圣经告诉我们说，你的身份就是，神就是你父亲。
And Jesus said, you know, when he taught us how to pray, he said, our father, right?
你看耶稣自己，他开口闭口都说，我的天父。
God says it to you, he wants you to say it back to him.
那神这样子跟你神对你讲话，他也需要你回应。
That's you can trust. This is, you know, our whole country has identity issues, right? We have a lot of identity issues. A lot of people run a lot of places to find who they are, right?
在现在这个时代，就很多人有身份的这种混乱。
Nothing really wrong with that. I mean, it's a good question.
那是一个很好的问题。我们究竟是谁
？But God's answer to you is, I'm your father.
神对你对我们的答案就是说，我是你的父亲。
And the other another thing is, if you have an imperfect family, God can still use you.
还有一件事就是，如果你的家庭不完美，神还是可以用你的。
And God's your father, even if you know if your father's not perfect, or if you're not a perfect father, or there's a missing father, it's okay. God is there.
即使你有一个不完美的父亲，即使你自己也是个不完美的父亲，神还是可以用你的。
Another thing is, we all need fathers and mothers in our lives, our whole lives.
我们这一生里面，我们都需要父母。
So we, you know, be a father. If you don't have kids, this is a church family, right?
我们要成为父亲，这个教会就是我们的大家庭。
We are all called.To be fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters in this family, we're called for that.
即使我们没有孩子，我们还是可以听神的呼召，我们来成为小孩子的父亲。
So my sister, we lost our father when I was around 15. She was around, I think, 11. It was tough. No father.
我自己十五岁就丧父，我的妹妹当时十一岁。
And she wrote a book about it, and I have a few of these if you guys want one. It's a graphic novel. It looks like this. I'm not trying to sell them, but I thought this might be helpful for certain people, and I'll tell you in a minute.
那我妹妹写了一本书是图文并茂的哈，然后不是对所有人适合。
What she says, why she says fathers is, you know, she lost her father when she was very young, and she kind of goes through her life showing, you know, some father figures in her life, some good, some bad, and it's kind of helpful for people who struggle with that identity, father, family thing.
所以他十一岁失掉父亲，但是他人生当中他有遇到很多像父亲形象的，有的好，有的不好，他就把这些事情描述出来。
Now this is not there's rough stuff in here and abuse stuff in here, so this is not for kids, even though it's pictures. This is 13 and above, okay, with warnings.
所以里面有一些暴力的事情，所以呢，我先警告一下，可能小孩子不适合看。
Now, if you forget her name, she's the same name as my wife. Okay, so my wife didn't write this. It's Jennifer Bunge. She uses the Bunge name for writing and art, but it's not Jennifer didn't write it. So.
所以妹妹的名字也是叫做 Jennifer.
And so it's on Amazon, $16. Or if you want one, I have five in the back. Just put an extra donation into the church fund and then take one. Okay.
那如果你在亚马逊网站上买是16块钱一本，我今天带了5本来，只要你奉献给教会，你就可以拿一本。
So we are broken, imperfect people that God calls to do His holy, important, and crucial work in this world, just like Gideon and Gideon's father.
我们都是一些破碎软弱的人，但是神居然呼召我们服侍他。
I'm going to read this. Verse 7. I'll just look at verse 7 here. 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
那哥林多前后书第四章那边讲到说我们第七节说，我们有着宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
So this is a New Testament summary of this whole idea that God uses imperfect people, and it's a real gold treasure that you and I carry around in us, in our imperfect selves.
所以这一节新约的经文就是整个就描述了我们这些不完美的人，但是我们可以靠着神来做事情。
A couple things particularly for the Chinese church culture, just a couple things here.
那特别针对我们中国教会讲的。
So, when in a cross-cultural, or culturally diverse family, it's important to learn the language of the other person to communicate this and relate and be the father and mothers and kids that you need to be, right?
我们这里很多都是跨文化的家庭文化。
So I especially encourage the parents learn the culture that you dump your kids into.
所以我们要学习彼此的文化，还有语言。
Which is hard, right? It's a challenge.
是很难做到的。
That's a challenge for anybody, even if there's no different language. And for kids, all right?
那对小孩。
Yeah, for the kids. Learn the language and the culture of your parents, so you can be a good kid to them.
你们也要学习父母亲的言语。
And,My thought is, don't overly criticize a kid who grows up who's not a perfect kid. Okay.
我的看法是，不要太过苛刻批评你的孩子。他也不是完美的。
Don't criticize your kid for not being Chinese enough.
不要批评孩子说你不够中国。
And kids, don't criticize your parents for not being American enough.
孩子也不要批评父母说你不够美国。
Appreciate them and their identity and who they are. That goes a long way, I think.
要欣赏他们的身份，还有他们是怎么样的人。
And resist the temptation, you know, to say, how come your kid doesn't know Chinese? How come your kid is not this? How come your kid... Just be the parent. Don't be the, you're like...
就是要抗拒，不要讲出那种话，说为什么你的孩子不会讲中文啊？
Be Gideon's father, right? You're standing up for your kid, right? They're not, they surprise you. Oh, you done broke down my altar.
基甸的父亲为他儿子挺身而出。
God might be trying to teach you something through some ugly mess that you got going, right?
神可能借着一些乱七八糟的事来教导我们一些功课。
And I've had the privilege of working with some of the kids. I've seen the kid, you know, some kids become, you know, just follow God in some odd way sometimes. And that promise from God that says, you know, they're going to bless your children and going to bless you and see them come back to the Lord. And it's been a very special privilege. So, and I know there's hard situations out there where that doesn't always happen.
那我有这个很大压力的荣幸哈，跟小孩子一起看着他们成长，也看到一些孩子后来怎么样回到神的里面，可能你觉得很奇怪的方式，但是他们还是回到神的里面了。
So here's a promise from this is a 2,700 year old promise to the Jews from Isaiah, God through Isaiah, and I think it applies to us today.
那这里以赛亚书里面神的应许，这个已经很给我们，这很久以前写下来的。
And I'm, just look at the last, you can read the whole thing, but look at the last bit. It's talking about the children, verse 4. They will spring up like grass in a meadow, like poplar trees by flowing streams. Some will say, I belong to the Lord. Others will call themselves by the name of Jacob. Still others will write on their hand, the Lord's.
那第三节最后说。我要将我的福浇灌你的子孙，他们要发生在草中，像溪水旁的柳树。这个要说我是属耶和华的，那个要以雅各的名自称。
So, I know. Wait, what does it say up there? Sorry, I should say. It says in verse 2, middle section, "Do not be afraid." Right.
第二节说不要害怕。
I know we get a lot of fear about our kids, right? You get anxious about your, my kid, is they going to get a good grade? Are they going to do this? Are they going to do that? Right? Don't we like...
我知道大家都很担心自己的孩子，甚至会很害怕。
So, what God is saying to you and me is, do not fear. God is, you follow God.And God will bless your kids somehow, someday. One will do this, one will do that. There'll be a blessing. And maybe it won't be your physical kids, maybe it'll be your kids in here. But God is promising you something because you don't need to carry that fear around so much, okay?
但是神要我们不要害怕，他这里说他会祝福我们的子孙，他们或许做这个不同的事情，但是他会祝福他们。
Okay, I'm gonna...Go to the end. One more thing about imperfect people.
还有一件有关不完美的人的事。
One more thing about imperfect people. Joash was an imperfect father.
约阿斯他是一个不完美的父亲。
Gideon was an imperfect savior.
那基甸呢？他也是一个不完美的救主。
Gideon delivered Israel out of the hands of the Midianites. But you read this.Read the rest of it. You will see Gideon is not a perfect guy.
那基甸从米甸人的手中拯救以色列人，但是如果你去仔细读的话，你会发现那个过程，那很多戏剧性的事情。
But God, your father, your savior, sent Gideon because he's a picture of Jesus Christ, the perfect savior.
但是基甸这个不完美的。拯救者，他就是指向那个完美的拯救者，我们的耶稣基督。
Jesus always made right choices.
那主耶稣他做的选择都是正确的。
Jesus was God's own son.
他是神的独生儿子。
Jesus did not deserve death.
他不应该死的。
And the reason we don't have altars up here with bulls on them today is that.Jesus died for you and me on the cross.
那我们现在我们知道的是，耶稣为你我受死。
Gideon sacrificed the bull on the altar for the sins of his people.
他为着人我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
But Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross for you and me for our bad choices.
那可是耶他死是为了我们。我们这些罪人所做的一些很糟糕的决定。
And 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, He, Jesus, this represents sin, okay? This is us with sin on us. This is us. And 1 Corinthians 5:21 says, He who had no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God.
在哥林多后书五章二十一节那里说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So if you've never trusted in that sacrifice that Jesus made for you, it's time to trust Jesus Christ.
如果你还没有接受耶稣为你牺牲这个救恩，我就鼓励你赶快做这个决定。
It's time to put aside the other things, the things of this world.
是时候你把世界上的事情放下了。
So let's bow our heads.
我们祷告，低头祷告。
Lord, I thank you so much for your Savior, Jesus Christ, that you sent to the world.
主啊，我们谢谢你差遣耶稣基督为我们的罪死。
Thank you for the story of Gideon and his father Joash.
谢谢你看到基甸和他父亲约阿斯的故事。
Pointing to the true Savior, Jesus Christ.
他们指向这位真正的救主耶稣基督。
And I pray for anyone in this room that may have not trusted in Jesus Christ, that they would want and need and know their need to trust in Him today for their Savior, for their salvation of their sins.
我为这在座每一位还没有相信你的朋友们祷告，我们求你让他们能够尽快的来接受你。
And I thank you so much for this church, and I thank you for the blessing that's been to me and my wife over these years.
我为这个教会谢谢你，也为这个教会给我的祝福谢谢你。
Yes, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。